If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
We've got a little bit of a celebration to plan out. Breaking news, please.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Here we go. What's the breaking news per Shin
Daddy? Well, he's doing some planning. He's actually whisking Tamara down to Lincoln. It's her birthday.
Tamara.
It's her birthday. Phone number.
Oh, write it down.
Yeah. Phone number for birthday. If you have any interest in her birthday or in a t-shirt that says Sports Talk and Better Times.
You should want that.
Yes. Get a hold of her. 402-360-0764. 402-360-0764. It's Tamara's birthday today. And she is whisking down to Lincoln, so he's got a busy day. I'm going to give you this quick, because I know this is Steve Sterling.
Yes.
Just remember last year, if you'd have bet $1,000 on every one of his picks, you'd have won $17,000 last year. He's been 2 for 3 every week. Okay,
I'm listening.
Navy, minus 12.5 over Air Force. Okay. Navy at home. Take Navy. Take Navy to cover.
Okay.
12.5 over Air Force. Central Michigan, minus 7.5 over Akron. Take Central Michigan and the points again to cover. So Central Michigan will cover at 7.5 over Akron. Scored 3 last week.
Okay.
Take that with that. And then his big lock, which he never delves in really, Michigan State, Nebraska. Take Nebraska. And it was 10.5 last time I looked last night. Load up big on Nebraska.
Whoa.
Steve
his
Sterling.
Theory, which I agree with, is it's going to be sun in the face at 90. It'll be 100 degrees on the field. Sun in the face. Nebraska jumps out on them early. They're going to struggle with it. Nebraska wins this one going away. This is a 21 point win.
Jeez,
that would be very comfortable.
Yes, you think they'll score 45?
He thinks it's going to be 44-12.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Be very happy, Lincoln.
That would be interesting.
I'd be very happy.
Okay, Shindy. Yeah. Shindy's had a good run
He's got a good run like that. So he wants to take Nebraska in the points, take Navy in the points, Central Michigan in the points, Navy over Air Force, Central Michigan over Akron.
Okay. Thanks, Shindy. Happy birthday to Tamara.
Tamara, yes. 402-360-0764.
Tamara's amazing.
We are now joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. By the way, Lee has won 11 straight NFL games on his service. Yeah. Also had a 40-unit play on South Carolina last week that won by a blowout. 35-13. He was 4-1 last week. Lee, you're on a heater right now. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah. It's a lot of fun when you're winning. So been on a two-week absolute roll, so hopefully it continues. And even hit our big college play, had a 40-50 unit release last week with South Carolina, big over Kentucky. So looking to keep it going. Even a big UFC card going this weekend from Vegas, big pay-per-view, UFC 320. So tell everyone about that at the end of the segment.
Okay, absolutely.
Sounds great. Well, let's get to the games right away. We got college. Big one. Big one where you're at. Miami, 4.5-point favorites against Florida State tomorrow. Does Miami stay unbeaten, Lee?
maybe one of the biggest things that will happen happens before the game. I think it's the coin toss. And why do I say that? If Florida State wins the toss, if I was coaching the team, I would take the ball. And I would try to make Miami feel uncomfortable, make them play from behind. And they love to just relax and play vanilla on offense and wear you down with that offensive line, mm-hmm. like Oregon, one of the best in the country. Florida State, they are improved over last year. I mean, they were 2-10, but I don't think they're there yet. I mean, Virginia was down two starting offensive linemen last week and still ran for 211 on them. So I just think that this Miami team, they were laying 21 last year. They won 36-14. You know, it is a rivalry game. Anything can happen. Florida State needs to empty the kitchen sink here. Any top 8 or 10 plays they have, they need to use them right away, play with that lead. But Miami is clearly a top 10 team. Are they top 5? I'm still not sure yet, but I don't think Florida State's in the top 10 or even close to it. I like Miami 31-23 as long as the game stays under a touchdown.
You don't think the Seminoles are close to the top 10?
No. Oh, I don't think so. I mean, he got beat out at Boston College. He got benched. Didn't play the last 4 or 5 games. So, you know, can he make things happen? I think we might end up at the end of the year and say, how did Florida State beat Alabama?
Well, that's what I'm thinking about right now. And I'm not right. I'm taking you on. It's just an interesting comment. It's an interesting
right.
comment.
No.
Next up, Lee.
Improved, but maybe not there yet. But I've seen some strange things happen in that rivalry.
Next up, Lee, in the Big Ten, Ohio State, 23.5 point favorites against Minnesota tomorrow. Big number for the Buckeyes to cover. Can they do that against the Gophers?
Well, both first halves were really strange, especially the first part of the game. Ohio State game, what was Washington thinking going for that fake field goal? I mean, and Jed Fish, after the game, throws his players under the bus. They had 3 guys on that side just sitting there, not rushing the field goal. So, huge mistake. He might have lost his team by doing that. And then on the other side, Minnesota, they're down 14-0 right away. I mean, they're outstated over 200 yards first half of the first quarter and found a way to get back in the game. So give them credit here. I think Ohio State's feeling good about themselves. I mean, I just think Minnesota's going to try to play good defense, which they are. Number 5 in rushing yards allowed, 7th in sacks per game as well here. So I think Ohio State's clearly the better team, but almost 24 points. I think that just might be a little high here. I have Ohio State winning their 14th straight against Minnesota, but not by 24 points or more. I think Ohio State takes it 30-17.
30-17 Buckeyes. Yep. Washington, you mentioned Lee, had a rough loss at home to Ohio State. They go across the country now to Maryland, who's undefeated, but Washington is a 6.5-point favorite at the Terrapins. Is the wrong team favored tomorrow at Maryland, Lee?
I think there's a chance that it is. I mean, Washington's had no success on the road last year, did not cover a Big Ten road game, not even close. Terps have a freshman quarterback, and sometimes you're concerned. But Washington lost their best offensive lineman at one point of the game and also their best edge rusher. We'll see if they come back this week. But Maryland's defense, top 10 in about 4 or 5 different statistical categories here. And I think the UW pass defense is vulnerable. So Malik Washington's been on a roll. It obviously is his first big test. Both these two teams, I rate them about the same. Oh. And you're getting 6.5 points at home. Maybe Washington's a slight tick better, maybe a point or two better. But road has to count for something. I like Washington to hang tight. But Maryland, wrong team favored. They pull off the upset 28-25 over the Huskies.
28-25. Mike Loxley gets to 5-0. That would be big. Be big.
Wow. Picking Maryland.
Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Also in the Big Ten, a team that is scuffling badly is the Wisconsin Badgers. Got beat by Maryland 27-10 2 weeks ago. They get they get to play Michigan this week as a 17-point dogs. Has Luke Fickell lost the team, and can they keep this game close at all, Lee?
I watched his press conference. It wasn't pretty. I mean, he looks dejected. But if there is one more time, they can get up, this is it. So if they get blown out here, you know, he could be done. If I was him, if Billy Edwards is 75, 80%, I'd give him a shot here. 2 years ago when he was with Maryland, he was the best player on the field. They lost 31-24, but he played great in that 2023 game at Michigan. So he's my guy if he can go. And they might surprise everyone. Hasn't been taking first string reps, but he has been practicing some. Wisconsin 6-2 against the spread, the last eight against Michigan here. So I think Michigan is going to try to throw the football. This Wisconsin defense very good. They're fewest rushing yards allowed, but they're number 89 against the pass, and just don't think that Bryce Underwood is there just yet. So running game is really good. If Wisconsin slows the game and runs the football 55, 60% of the time, won't be a whole lot of possessions. I have Michigan winning 30-14, and Wisconsin covers. They stay under the number.
All right. Next up, this game in Lincoln, Lee, Nebraska is an 11.5-point favorite against Michigan State, coming off the loss from the bye week to Michigan, 30-27. Can Nebraska get to 4-1? What do you see tomorrow in Lincoln against the Spartans?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Well, two quarterbacks playing well. Both starting quarterbacks have combined for 20 touchdowns, just two interceptions here. Despite that fact, Nebraska does have the top pass defense and one of the worst rushing defenses. That's not the strength for Michigan State. So Michigan State's going to have some balance. If they're just throwing the football 65, 70% of the time, that could be a problem here. So I think Nebraska's offensive line, obviously, it's got to improve if they want to get to the next level. But Michigan State, they turned the ball over some, obviously more on the road here. I just think 11.5 is a little too high. This line, I expected it to come out 9.5, so not my strongest play. I'm going to take Michigan State, hold my nose. I think Nebraska wins 31-24.
Okay, 31-24, Huskers win but do not cover. Last game, Lee, SEC, Vanderbilt is undefeated. And they beat Bama last year. They're 10.5-point dogs against the Crimson Tide. Can they win back-to-back years against the Tide, Lee?
Great game. This should be a lot of fun to watch. Game day should be great with Nick Saban coming back to Tuscaloosa. So anyone wants to get it for free, just call 800-400-9741. Give Bama and Vanderbilt on me. 800-400-9741. As you mentioned, we've won 11 straight NFL games, won our big college game. We've got another max wager going out this weekend. We're now 73-29 with that win last week on South Carolina on our 40 to 50 unit plays. So if you want to get this big play this weekend and try us, we don't call it October, we call it Locktober. You can get every single game for the next 4 weeks, normally $5.97, your station only. They use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. It's going to get you 4 weeks of action. You're going to get 12 to 15 games a week on our phone service. Also, UFC, pay-per-view on Saturday night. First time ever we have 240 to 50 unit plays. Never had that in the 6 years we've been doing the UFC, and we've won 14 of the last 17 cards. Seven selections in the UFC, all ready to go, just $57. Check out all the specials, even baseball. We got a Major League Baseball postseason special every game from tomorrow all the way through the World Series. It was $297, just $97. Check it out. Love to have you along for the ride. Probably biggest weekend we've ever had at Paramount Sports. So go to ParamountSports.com or call us 800-400-9741.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Paramount.
He's on a heater.
The website, ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
He's got 11 straight NFL games.
That's right.
Correct.
Yes. You want to?
Yeah, run him down.
Okay, here's the picks.
Run him down.
Yes.
Lee has Miami winning and covering against Florida State 31-23. Says the Seminoles are not a top 10 football team.
We'll address this with Marty at 8.
We will. Marty, the Marty party will be here at 8 o'clock today.
Marty Sipple will be here.
His comments on Florida State were not alarming, but sort of surprising. Go ahead.
Ohio State, he has winning but not covering 23.5 against Minnesota. Has the Buckeyes winning 30-17, but Gophers cover the big spread.
He's given Minnesota a lot of credence there.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see
that one. But
the game's at night.
In the shoe.
They're going to get ugly, I think.
Maryland is a 6.5-point dog, has him winning outright against Washington 28-25.
That doesn't shock me.
Doesn't
shock me.
2:30 game tomorrow.
2:30, and that's locks going to 5-0 if it happens.
Yes.
That's
a 6-hour flight that they had to take after just having all this momentum to play Ohio State.
And you
sold out stadium, all this stuff. It's hard to get going again.
You know this stuff. Do you suppose they get beat up a little bit too in that Ohio State game? Is that a physical?
They talked about leaving, losing a couple guys. So, yeah, and just emotionally, that's a big emotion game.
Maryland.
Know it's coming. I mean, that's all they talked about all summer. Was playing Ohio State.
Yep.
Has Michigan beating Wisconsin, not covering 17 points, so 30-14 over the Badgers for Michigan. Nebraska winning but not covering is Michigan State 31-24. They don't cover 11.5.
In direct conflict with Shindad.
Yes, direct conflict. And if you want Bama, Vanderbilt, or any games, again, 800-400-9741. Promo code SAVE200 saves you a bunch of money at ParamountSports.com.
I was heard Joel Klatt yesterday saying that Alabama neither runs the ball particularly well nor stops the run.
It's correct.
How's that possible? They don't run it well.
They gave up 7 yards a carry to Georgia. They rushed for 220-some yards.
And they don't run it particularly well.
They do not.
Justice Haynes, did you say that, or said somebody else? Justice Haynes left Alabama. If he would have stayed, he'd be by far their best back.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Vandy's going to make that a game.
I'm proud of you for saying that.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
That's got to be big for you to say. You love Bama. You hate Vanderbilt. For you to say it's going to be a game, wow.
How in the big picture you say, okay, I think Alabama can win the SEC. And I'd like to see him win it because I'm a DeBoer fan. But when you can't stop the run and you don't run it well, that's hard to say we're going to win it all.
Can they get to the point where they're doing it well enough?
Potentially. I mentioned on the show, like I said, was it right after the game? Was it Monday? I go, they're running backs. I said, that's what I said about Haynes still being there if he was there. They don't have the running backs it's not like they have these unbelievable spots. But there's times when it was like, okay, it was blocked for three, and they got three. You know, they're really good backs. That doesn't happen. The number of times you go in like, okay, they should have tackled Derrick Henry for a minus two, and it went for 60. You know, it's like all of a sudden the coaching's over, and that came down to recruiting. And they don't have a lot of those recruiting plays right now being made.
How is that possible at Alabama?
Well, it's just like Lane Kiffin said. Their dynasties are over. There's no more stacked up with six outside linebackers as first-round draft picks. Or remember, just go back and look at like when Derrick Henry was a freshman. I mean, there's times that they had like five first-rounders all there at running back, all at the same time. I mean, it's insane, the people that they had. So those running – that just doesn't exist anymore, and they're all battling the same people, and they just don't stack up.
Because people are going other places for the money.
Yeah, they just don't stick around. There's different options, and it's just going to be way harder for it to happen. And now, even more so in the SEC, next year when it goes to 9 games, there'll be more parity.
Dynasties are over, according to Lane.
Yeah. I heard this morning, which I thought was a very interesting take, was that the only team that has an over-under above 3 losses is Ole Miss. So there's a chance in the SEC that each team ends up with 3 losses, and they'll still probably have 4 teams get in the playoffs. So
and that's fine.
I agree with that. Also, it's not like, oh, that's a negative. But last year you couldn't get in at 3 losses. Only 2 lost teams got in.
See, I got a question. It's sort of along these lines. Me and Sean went at it yesterday on our video. He said Florida's a better job than Ole Miss. I said, why? Why? Oh, what? The tradition, the history. Who cares?
There's tradition, history.
Why does that matter?
Yeah, right now that's what's way different. It's like, what was the worst team ever in the Pac-12, Pac-10? When we grew up?
When we grew up, I would say Oregon State.
Or Oregon.
Okay.
One of the two.
Or Oregon.
Oregon was terrible.
Horrific.
You didn't even talk about them.
They were a joke. You talk about them, it was just a joke.
They were
the 70s and 80s?
They were K-State prior to Snyder. That's what they were.
A joke.
And now they're not.
No.
So things change. There's a different world to it with what's going on.
What is a better job, Florida or Ole Miss?
Well, I would see in the big picture, you'd say, well, we have the tradition. We've won national championships here. You have that. It just doesn't really matter as much anymore. It doesn't matter the same. The tradition doesn't matter as much anymore. You saw, how many times did you hear it here? Nebraska's a better job. They went 6 years without going to a bowl game.
Right.
Nebraska's a way better job. They have 90,000 fans that went 6 years without going to a bowl game. So there's a big change. Also, Florida, is it hard? Who are you recruiting against? Miami, Florida State. Mm-hmm. So in-state is hard. So is it still a great job? Still believe it's a great job.
They're both very good jobs, you know? Ole Miss and Florida.
The part that shocks me is like, you can't win at Arkansas. No chance.
I don't buy that.
But then we got Vanderbilt at 5-0.
Yeah,
I mean, what? Hold it now.
All
time
your
out.
Excuses are gone.
Mississippi State can't win there. They look pretty good.
Yeah. 4-1.
4-1. Look, and we're within an eyelash of being 5-0. Yep. I mean, just that close to being 5-0.
It's just that Arkansas AD said those words, that we're not positioned to win a college football national championship.
Yeah.
We are positioned to win a baseball championship and a basketball championship.
We're not even close to football. So we're not even positioned for it.
That's surprising he would say that.
Yeah.
That's NIL. I'd like to have
an Arkansas radio person on. Just say there's confusion. How do you guys have Tyson Chicken, Walmart, and JB Hunt?
All right.
I mean, imagine if you had that. Imagine that.
And you can't figure it out.
And so my point is, are they like, it's like they have all those, but are they non-contributors? Because their name is on, you see their name around. It's not like they're like, no, we do not support Arkansas. We're not doing
that.
They do, but I want to know at what level.
There's confusion.
Yeah, there's confusion.
We got to ask Marty, too, about Florida State's operation NIL-wise.
Which is to tease, we're going to have Marty at 8:05 because our guest, we're going to have Bill Simonson on from the Huge Show Michigan, but he had some sort of car situation to deal with, so we will not have him on.
Car problems.
Unfortunately, but we'll have Marty on.
Car problems.
It'd be transmission.
Some sort of accident he's got to take care of.
Okay.
I think Rudy told us that this morning. Before we get to break, though, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Shiver down the spine every single time.
How about that when you just try to log in on your computer and nothing's going? Imagine that. Imagine coming to work like that morning. All right, let's get on the drive here. Oh, uh-oh. Not so fast, Seabass. Yeah, not good.
Access denied. Uh-oh.
Yeah, access denied.
Who you call? What do you do?
Who would you?
Well, if you were smart, you'd call Applied
ahead of time.
Connective Technologies in
preparation.
All 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention. They handle all things IT and cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity.
You want that comfort? Please, free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Thank you.
Will. We're in a tough world. He makes it easier.
He makes it a lot easier.
They do. When we come back, Bills Thrills Monster Match this weekend.
Monster
Mash.
Early break in the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.